This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Yes, and Akmal Sali joins us today. Yay,
hello,
and well done on your effort last night.
Thank you very much. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday, but I was dead. But now I'm back.
Well, you did have a rather busy weekend, working all weekend and then culminating in last night's episode of Have You Been Paying Attention on Channel 10, which you absolutely nailed. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I was paying attention for the first half of it. And the second half of it, it was like, please pay attention.
I did see that little sort of glassy kind of look come across your face.
There was actually a moment on the show where I started thinking to myself, I really should be listening here.
You're on the show, Have You Been Paying Attention? And you've stopped paying attention.
Yeah. Well, they were really glad to have you back on the show, mate.
And finally making his series debut, the always unpredictable Akmal Saleh. Akmal, great to see you. It's been
a while. Yeah, it's been a while. What happened? Did you lose my number?
No, we were just rotating.
Because I get that a lot. People come up and say, oh, man, we were going to invite you to the party, but we lost your number.
No, we have your number. Now, you're working on radio on the Central Coast in South Wales?
2GO in Gosford, yes. Okay. That's what's funny about that? I'm there because I choose to be there.
On the Central Coast, have you had Usain Bolt in the studio?
Well, yeah, Bolto, I call him. We've been hanging out, yeah, but he doesn't hang around for long. The most you can hang out with him is about 6.3 seconds.
And he's gone.
And also, he's assimilated to the Australian way of life. Like, you know, because he used to have this, I'm from Jamaica, you know. So, like, now he gets off the field. Yeah, that's all right, eh?
You did an awesome job, mate.
Yes.
You did a great job. It was fun watching you on the telly.
If they only can keep me for, like, the first, say, 30 minutes...
Yeah.
I'll kill.
And then the ADHD kicks in.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how today's show goes.
We'll see how it goes.
We've got you for half an hour. Let's make the most of it.
Yes.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Coming up, talking about doctors and are they over-prescribing these days? Well, maybe what they're prescribing can help you out soon.
They've got a brand new thing. The reason when you go to the doctor and you say, I'm in pain, can you give me some painkillers? They go,
no, they can't just dole out the painkillers like lollies.
That's what he says to me.
Painkillers are... a problem.
I went to an Indian guy. He really sussed me out. He said, you know, we don't give them out like lollies. We are not. No, you are a drug addict. Get out of here. I said, no, but I'm in
pain.
You
just like doing an Indian accent. I doubt that you even had an Indian doctor.
No, I did. I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. And he was a big fat guy. And he drank tea while he was, checking
consulting,
me out.
Yeah,
he was drinking tea.
Did you finally have your prostate exam?
No. This was a while ago.
And I got excited for a second.
Yeah.
Thought maybe you'd actually gone and done it.
I said, I'd like to be referred to a psychiatrist. And he said, psychiatrist or psychologist? I said, well, psychiatrist. Why would I say psychologist if I mean psychiatrist? Do you know the difference? And he goes, yes, I do. I said, what did you ask? He said, I wasn't sure if you knew. I said, so you think you're the only one who's educated, you arrogant.
Anyway,
it's
we're not supposed to be talking about your Indian doctor. We're supposed to be talking about something completely different.
I know, but then he drank tea. That's very unprofessional.
Do you think?
Yes.
I don't think so. The doctors are so busy. They need to have a small break or something, don't they?
So if you're being checked for something that you're very nervous about and this guy's going...
Okay, fair enough.
You continue. Yeah, take your top off. You don't find that a bit...
No, I do.
Yes,
I do.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, this is on a very different topic. Virgin Airlines, you guys talked about this yesterday, I know, but I was really wanting to talk about this.
Yeah, this is a big story, Akmal. This is because the veterans, the government has given the veterans their special discount card, and I think it spawned a conversation about how we should be treating our veterans.
Yeah, but they also wanted to make an announcement on the flight.
Yeah, Virgin, exactly, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, they want to get on the flight, and now please welcome such and such who fought in Iraq and... Everyone
has a little clap.
Now, these people are already stressed and they have a lot of trauma from being in a war zone situation. Mm. And suddenly they're on a plane and everyone is looking at them and applauding. The applause sounds like machine gun. You know, if you listen carefully, like you that's a real trigger.
Well, I don't know whether you heard the show yesterday, but we had an ex-service woman ring up who said that she has PTSD.
They don't want it.
And she said, I don't think we want it. She said, we didn't join the military to get the accolades. So
Richard Branson.
Back off.
Back off, champ. Get a proper haircut that suits your age and stop touching girls.
I don't think Richard Branson does that. I think he's one of the good guys.
I've got photos.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to be slandered here. When
we are. Mm. Yeah, you can't say people touch girls if they don't.
No, touch them consensually.
Oh, well, they said, that's different.
They go up to him and say, Richard, could you touch me there? And he
obliges.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to embarrass them, you know. Mm. But the Virgin Airlines are going to. But, it's just like any veteran. Imagine like, please, ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? Please welcome Muhammad Abdullah, who fought for the Taliban for 3 years.
No, I think that's a bit different. No?
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, you were just talking about your Indian doctor.
Yes, I would. What do you
and
want?
And trying to get him to prescribe drugs to you and stuff.
I will not give you opiates.
No.
It is illegal. But I'm in pain. It doesn't matter.
No, they have to pull back.
I will not.
They have to pull back on all the opioids now because there's big problems in the States, big problems here with addiction and stuff like that.
Look,
and
I can understand why that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. They cause a lot of problems and a lot of people OD from them too, by the way. So
yeah,
they're
so
dangerous.
Careful, no.
They're very dangerous. But now doctors across the world are actually discovering that instead of prescribing drugs, they can prescribe other things to make us feel better. Now, over in Canada, in Montreal, there's a couple of doctors that have teamed up with the local art museum and they're actually prescribing, like properly writing down on a bit of paper that this person can get into the museum for free. And this person goes,
he needs it.
Because
they
need to just chill out, right? So,
do these doctors realize that cannabis is now legal?
Yeah.
Because that, you know, I mean,
well, maybe that's the combo prescription.
There
a bit
you
of
go.
That and a little bit of art, and there's your day sorted.
Yeah, I'm going to give you two museums before lunch and then some cannabis.
And a walk in the park after. Mm. But the other thing is that over in Scotland, something similar is happening, and doctors are prescribing time in nature. They're saying you have to get out into nature.
Mm.
And I think this is fantastic. I, for one, think this is well overdue. Doctors need to be saying, no, you don't need drugs. You don't need, whatever.
Mm.
Go and get yourself into the forest. Go and walk on the beach. Go and get yourself to a museum. Start to get those good hormones going, those good endorphins going.
Yeah,
and that's
going
to help you feel better. I love this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure about that. You know, like doctors saying maybe they're just lazy. Just get out and get to the just go to a forest somewhere. Just leave me alone.
The funny thing is that the Japanese have been talking about this for a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's called forest bathing, where you go out to the forest and you bathe yourself in the nature. You bathe your soul in the forest.
Whenever you say that, I always imagine big fat sumo wrestlers for some reason.
Just stomping around the forest, squashing all the small animals.
Yeah, and just that's how the dinosaurs got extinct. It was sumo wrestlers.
The sumo wrestlers caused the extinction of the dinosaurs?
Well, I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, we don't know, do we? No one knows for sure.
I'm prescribing you both time in a museum to go find out, all right?
Okay,
do some
thank
research.
You. Thank you, we will. We'll go and stare at some...
I'm going to the bush.
Some Monet.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Join in on the conversation, 13 27 10. You might pick yourself up a $50 voucher to Casanova Oysters in Berkeley Vale for the freshest seafood on the coast. And don't miss the Oyster Festival on this Sunday, the Galleria at Edelong.
Casanova's fish food.
Yeah.
But,
not fish food, Casanova's oysters.
Oh, oysters, yeah. Oh, Casanova.
Because
they get
it makes you a little bit. A
bit woohoo.
Yeah.
Hello, girls.
You
look nice.
Thank you.
But I've got nice personality.
I've got a stat that's going to shock a few people this morning. This shocked me, actually. A study's been done. And they reckon that one in five people leave their house open, unlocked, their front door.
I'm the one in five.
Yeah, you are. But when you break that down, there's 9.9 million homes around the country, which equates to 2.2 million people that aren't locking their houses before they go out.
Good morning to all the thieves out there this morning.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a little bit of a hint
for you.
It's
not really something we should be talking about, is it? But apparently the most common way that burglars do enter homes is through the front door because it's unlocked.
Really?
So there you go, yeah.
Well, there goes that theory. I've had this theory for years that the best form of security is no security at all. Because
the Akmal Sali version of security.
Well, this is the logic, right?
Mm.
If you open the door, if you say go for a couple of days away and you leave the door open and turn the light on and have a radio going, see, a thief will go, there's got to be someone in there, right? Unless...
Yeah, the whole leave the radio on thing, my parents have been doing that for years.
Oh, yeah.
My ex used to do that all the time, just leaving a radio on, having noise there.
I would have
thought your three dogs would have been a bit of a deterrent anyway.
No, they're not a deterrent. No,
they bark, they yap though, don't they? Yappy dogs.
You can just put them in the mailbox. Only very tiny dogs. But
so when you go and leave your place, do you leave the front door open?
We shouldn't be talking
door?
About this because then people he becomes know a where target. I live.
Okay. Yeah.
But I got nothing. See, that's the other thing, the other great security advice is don't have too much stuff.
Yeah. If you don't have stuff, no one can steal it.
No one can steal it.
This is true. This is my theory as well, actually.
Just keep it simple. And you go, oh, we lost the cup.
But, you know, this is a very country town thing.
We lost a bag of tissues.
You know, but this is a very country town thing to leave the house unlocked. It's a very – I remember going on holidays, you'd be at the holiday house and you'd leave the front door open. It's a very kind of – I think it's a very coasty kind of thing to do, leave the front door open and just go to the beach, come back, front door's open.
Should have a sign saying, take what you want and just, you know, feed the dogs.
Look, this is a timely reminder with Christmas coming, with people, you know, buying gifts. And this activity tends to increase around Christmas time. So, lock up, everybody. Make sure you're very –
Look,
smart
darling,
about
I stole this for you for Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Well,
if we don't get caught,
sad but true.
I lock everything in the house.
I know, but you've got OCD,
and I check everything.
Would you go around and lock all the windows with keys and all that sort
and
of stuff?
And I got dowels in the windows too.
Yeah, so you're a little bit over the top for me.
But he's got a baby. Someone could steal his baby.
This is true. You don't want anyone stealing Evie.
A lot of people
don't want
babies.
Anyone stealing Evie.
Yeah, it's not so much that. It's nice. MacBook. But anyways.
Take the baby. Just don't touch my Mac.
Yeah. And take these nappies with you. You'll need those.
Yeah.
I'm interested to know how people go with home security, because I know some people take it too far. Obviously you're pretty normal, I think, Widow, with your security. But some people go crazy with this stuff.
Look, I would go either extreme, right? Like I don't have a lot of stuff, so I don't care. You know, I can leave the door open, whatever. But the other side of me would love to. Do you remember the movie Sliver?
No.
Sliver. You remember the movie Sliver?
No.
Anyway, with who's the girl that did the?
Don't worry about it. Just tell us the scene that you.
Basically, it was this voyeur who had all these TV cameras of everyone in his apartment. So
that's weird.
Oh yeah, you think it's weird?
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Anyway, that's what you'd want. You'd want the extreme of having cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would like to kind of sit like an evil genius just looking at all the different angles and going, oh, who's that guy? What's he doing?
With your fluffy dog on your lap, just patting your fluffy dog, watching all the cameras.
I want to know whether
somebody's got extreme home security. Like, I want to know what lengths you've gone to, because the technology out there at the moment is pretty crazy.
This is not a scam to rob you.
No, we won't. Look, I think a lot of people leave their house open. It's just what people do, right? People are trusting or they're forgetful or whatever.
It's a safe space. We won't say where you're from or anything.
Well, if you've got extreme home security, it doesn't matter anyway, right? if you've got good home security, it doesn't matter.
What about if you're a locksmith? Because locksmith, I locked my keys in my house once, and the guy came out and did it within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, you can look.
No, locksmiths have to take a code like a doctor. Code, you know?
There's
code.
Lots of background checks. Look, 13, 27, 10. Tell
us
about.
I promise not to rob anyone. Really? Yeah, I do. Yeah, sure, we believe you.
13, 27, 10, tell us about your extreme home security. Call right now, you'll get a $50 voucher to Casanova Oysters.
Rick from Kingcumber's given us a call. We're talking about home security. How are you, Rick?
Oh, sensational on a morning like this with Cup Day looming.
Oh, good on you, buddy. Now, tell us, do you leave your front door unlocked, or are you one of these people with a whole heap of home security?
Look, we do have home security. We have grey power. We leave all the front doors, the back doors, we leave the windows open. It's all safe as a house where we live.
Really?
That's
our grey power is all our neighbours. We are surrounded by all retirees and pensioners. We can't walk out the front door or our back door without a wink, a wave, a nod or whatever. You know you've
won. Funny.
Regard, it's the best security of all, and we love them all dear.
Fantastic.
It's a fine line between being a good neighbour and just a stalker.
And a bit creepy. You've got Gladys Kravitz, you've got your Mrs. Mangle, you've got all of them there ready
Mrs.
to
Mangle's
protect you.
Mrs. Mangle's got the binoculars.
Yes. I love
it. They all listen. I'm not giving no names out other than to say they're all great people and keep watching.
Good on you, Rick. We're going to send you to Casanova. Go and have some oysters. $50 worth for you.
Sensational. I hope the wife's up for it.
Yeah, well, Cup Day and everything. You might get lucky, Rick. Good on you.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Good luck.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Akmal Sali on the telly last night.
Hello.
With Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yeah, it was such a great show. You did really well.
That was me, wasn't it?
It was you. Mm-hmm. And you had a shave and you had a new shirt on, I noticed.
Well, they asked me to, you know, because I don't really, you know.
You don't dress up. No, we
know
that.
I'm not big on clothes. And so the costume woman rang and said, what are you going to wear?
And you bought yourself a nice new light t-shirt. And she said, nah, you can't wear that. And she put you in a collared shirt.
She said, buy a light shirt because Will Anderson's always in black. Like his heart. And no, I'm kidding. So I bought this and she looked at it and said, nah. And then she gave me this shirt.
Nice collared shirt. This is a little grab from last night's show.
Charlie Sheen is currently in Australia. What's he doing here? Akmal.
He's a new face of Mr. Sheen and he's going to clean up the dust with his nose.
You look, cheeky bugger. You were very cheeky, which was lovely to see.
Just thought of that.
On the spot, did you?
On the spot,
look
yeah.
Look at you go.
If you missed out on the episode, you can catch up with that template.com.au. Yeah. The whole thing
do
there.
It.
Akmal Sali, very funny.
I go a bit silly towards the end. I phase out.
Yeah, well, we know you. We know you well. Your concentration's only good for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And because they, took 3 hours to tape the show?
Yeah. If the show was 10 minutes, I'd kill.
Sweet.
Every time.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Now, we don't want to annoy the bikies when we talk about this.
Yeah.
We've got to be careful.
You don't want to annoy the bikies anytime.
Anytime, ever.
Because they don't like being annoyed.
No, they don't.
You know, it's like, you know, don't annoy the bikers.
And don't confuse bikers with bikies.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've made that.
Bikies are the females.
No, bikies are the gangs.
Oh.
Bikers are people that like to ride motorcycles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like
I've
to ride
I've got into trouble with that one before.
And what did they do?
They said, don't call me a bikie, I'm a biker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the bikies.
The bikies like being called bikies.
They took you as one of their own. You know, you became their property.
God, no. I hope not.
No?
Anyway.
Because, you know, when I was growing up, bikers were tough. They
still are, Akmal. Wow. They're scary characters.
Gosh, no, I could take
them. They're scary.
If you're a biker,
neck tattoos,
I'll fight you.
Don't.
No,
I'm joking.
I'm joking, bikers. Please don't. I said bikers.
Okay.
I'll take the bikers on. You know those guys with the latex pants and and the poofy helmet?
Hemlets.
The hemlets.
You're talking about people that ride bikes.
Yeah,
motorbikes.
Yeah, I can take them. If you guys want to fight,
okay.
But the bikies, please don't hurt me.
No.
I'm
Why
very
are we
fragile.
Talking about bikies? Well, get to the point.
Well, what I was saying is when I was growing up, they were like really tough. They didn't, you know, these days they're kind of like driving around in, you know, Range Rovers and they're buying Louis Vuitton.
Well, it's all about the money, isn't it?
It's all about now they're making big money. It was about the bikes. It was all about the camaraderie and punching people and glassing people in the head. Not anymore.
No, now it's about Instagram and it's about Rolls Royces.
They're quite, they're very petite. I bet you they use hand creams.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they've had facials. I bet you bikies have had facials.
You reckon?
Yeah. You know, you've got to look your best when you're smashing someone in the head.
Well, one of the Banditos guys got into trouble recently because he was putting up on his Instagram, and I'm not going to name him because I do not want to get in trouble.
Don't name him
I'm not naming him.
Yes.
On his Instagram page, he was putting up photos of Gucci stuff and Louis Vuitton bags.
And you know why he was doing that?
Why?
Because he broke up with his fiance.
Yeah.
It's in the article, it says he's heavily tattooed. Well, of course he's heavily tattooed. Mm. He started to basically trying to impress her.
Oh, okay.
Trying to, you know, say, look how well I'm doing.
Yeah, right. You broke up with me. Now I'm getting Louis Vuitton bags and Gucci and stuff.
Because every bikie needs Louis Vuitton bags.
Yeah.
You know, to put the remains of the bodies, that bits of the body that fell off.
You know? The funny thing is, though, that it was fake, right? So what happened was he was putting these photos on Instagram and then someone noticed that there was the exact same image of the Louis Vuitton.
Look what I just bought.
From Google Images.
Yeah, I bought a $160,000 Range Rover. No, you didn't. You just downloaded it from Google Images.
Exactly.
Yeah, God. So, it's very strange, isn't it?
Isn't it
it's
odd?
Very strange, yeah.
So he's been sprung now and now he's angry. So everybody stay out of his way.
You stay out of his way and, you know, just don't tease him.
Don't tease him.
It's not,
everybody lay off.
Yeah, there's a sign outside the clubhouse. Don't tease the bikie.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to tell you quickly, though, about this incredible feat that this guy did over in the UK. His name's Ross Edgley.
Yeah.
He went into the sea and he swam around the UK. He swam around the whole of the UK. It took him 157 days because no one had done it before.
Yeah, it's stupid.
He
reason.
Wanted to be the first person in history to do it.
Well, he should have. If he wanted to do something that's never been done before, he should have just come and vacuumed behind my TV. I've never done that.
Yeah, fair enough. But he swam, check this, this is just phenomenal, 2,800 kilometres. He swam unassisted the whole way. It took him 157 days.
Well, how could you swim an assistant?
Unassisted mean he didn't have a cage around him. He had no assistance with anything. He basically swam in the water, got on the boat for a rest, swam in the water, got on the boat for a rest.
What an idiot.
Did that for 157 days. Two 6-hour swims. So his day consisted of 2 6-hour swims and he had a bit of a rest in between. Now, it was so insane swimming in this water that he had to endure wind and waves and all that sort of stuff.
Well, that's why, you know, we get winds and waves.
When you're out in the elements.
And water.
He also had to endure jellyfish stings.
Oh, he sucked in.
He got trench foot.
Good.
He got trench foot. What, I didn't even know trench foot was a thing. It's when the skin starts rotting because it's been damp for too long.
Oh, yeah.
So you should see a photo of his feet. They look like they're disgusting.
Is it as much fun as it sounds?
Oh, man. He said that halfway through he did kind of regret it, but he got back into the mindset.
Oh, yeah.
He used 3 kilograms of Vaseline just to stop his wetsuit from rubbing a hole in the back of his neck.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
And he lost a bit of his tongue because of experiencing salt mouth.
Yes, but he did get sponsored by Vaseline.
Well, God, this is just insane. But he almost lost the ability to walk because he'd been horizontal for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
This is insane! He didn't do it for money. He didn't do it for anything but just to be the first person in history.
Yes.
And here's the icing on the cake.
Oh, yeah.
Effectively, he was swimming through sewage because the sewage line goes through one of the parts that he swam through. He said it was like swimming in a toilet.
Well, that's what sewage is. You know, that's very perceptive of him.
Wow.
And his infected foot would have swam into.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. What a champion, though.
What a champion,
eh? What a bloke.
What a legend.
Unbelievable. Good on you, mate. Now,
I mean,
go
he's lost
away.
Both feet and he has, you know, golden staff, but he swam around the UK.
But what do you, like, it's like these people who do these things, you just go and they show up and you go, what do you want me to do about it? You know, yeah, good on you, mate.
Clap and say well done. I mean, he did something pretty incredible.
Well done. Now go away. Just go get a job.
You're hard to impress, Akmal Saleh. You're very hard to impress.
Look, it's a very hard thing to do, but, you know, this guy clearly doesn't have a job, right?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he took a break from his job.
Doubt it. He won't be back.
Yeah.
Because he's got his club foot now and he's got... And you know, he lost part of his tongue and his job is a speech therapist. We're going, now, come on, that.
I had a very successful swim around the UK. There was sewage. There was stingrays. There was things stinging me on the thing.
Thing, yeah. You know, you should just relax now.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Mandy and Akmal's normal or nuts.
Just breaking it down, just, you know, getting our heads around abnormal human behaviour, normal human behaviour. What is normal anyway?
Well, this is what we're here to find out.
Exactly.
This is what the whole segment is called, Normal or Nuts, and we are the deciders.
We are. And so are you, Central Coast, and we'd love you to get involved. 13, 27, 10. We've got some movie tickets. We've also got some passes to the Reptile Park, and today we're talking about doing the washing. Because Widow asked us a question.
No, that is nuts.
Well, yeah, you don't do the washing very often. We know that.
Yeah.
You don't wash your sheets very often. You don't wash your clothes very often.
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, my God, it's New Undies Day.
Woohoo!
New Undies Day!
Everyone has new undies.
For those that may not know, Akmal changes his undies once a week.
Oh, you know, come on.
Once
a week's a bit optimistic.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Anyway, we were talking about undies.
Like, you know, how often do you change it?
Every single day.
Oh, well, excuse me, Your Majesty.
Anyway, we were talking about undies and we were talking about washing, and Widow said that you don't throw your undies in with everything else. You have separate undie wash.
Undies, socks, and singlets, separate wash to everything else.
What about bras?
Well, yeah, bras, that's fine. Bras are in there.
Bras go in with undies.
Bras go in with undies.
And what size do you take?
Not that I'm wearing many bras, but my wife is.
Yeah, so what's the theory behind this?
Well, my thing is I'm a sweaty guy, okay?
Yeah.
And I wear singlets every day, even in summer, because I sweat and they catch the sweat. I don't want all that sweat from my underpants and my singlets going in with my clothes.
Are you happy to have it go in with your wife's bras?
Well, she's happy to go into my bras. That's her choice, not mine.
Do you understand the concept of like cleaning, like when it's all washed?
I do, but it's just, I don't know. Just for me, it's just that weird, call it a weird thing if you want, but I just think it's sensible.
Because there's soap in there, right? So the soap is doing the job. So it doesn't really matter what the clothing item is because everything's getting washed.
The soap doesn't eliminate all dirt and filth, though. It just washes the dirt and filth that's in there. Therefore, if I separate that dirt and filth from my other clothes, they'll have a cleaner wash. Than the other one.
But how will you clean the dirt and filth that is in your soul?
Yes, widow. That's the question. I think we need Father Rod to come back for that.
Spots that don't get out.
It's a deep question.
Gone
from washing my underpants and socks to what's with my soul.
So what's happening with your soul? But I honestly haven't got time for this. I can't be bothered. I don't even separate the whites and the coloureds. I am hopeless. I just throw it all in. The only thing I'll do separately is towels, and that's because I don't want my clothes covered in fluff.
I like the fact that you don't separate the whites and the colours because is a reflection of the multicultural country that we are.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Amen, Akmal. Amen.
You don't separate anything out. You don't put anything
in. I don't judge. I don't,
No, but when you do the washing, it's all in, isn't it? It's all in.
It's all in and then it's all out.
Yeah. Exactly.
When it's done, it's out and it's on.
It's out and it's on.
And it's in.
All right. I don't think I'm alone here on the coast. 13, 27, 10. Is it normal or nuts to wash your undies with your regular clothes?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit nuts.
All right.
You think it's nuts not to?
No, I just put it all in. Everything's in at once. So give us a call. The kids are in, the dog's in. Sometimes I jump in as well. Why not?
It looks like fun.
13, 27, 10, call right now. We'll send you along to the Australian Reptile Family pass. We've got a double pass there to go away, so call now.
Tony from Bensville. Good morning. Is this normal or nuts?
That's normal. I do it every day.
Yeah,
you're a separates man. You like to. Do you do the coloureds and the whites as well, Tony?
No, we just put it all in together. My wife and I own a laundromat, and all our customers, they say, "Yeah, just chuck it all in." So we do.
Oh, yeah, chuck it all in.
Oh, so you put everything all in.
You're normal. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Everything's all in.
You know why? You know why Tony does that?
Why?
Because he doesn't have OCD.
That's right. Let's go to Ramen. Is it Ramen in
Ramen
in Carrion? Hello.
Yeah, morning. I think it's absolutely normal because I do it all the time.
Now, what's this?
And
you separate
one thing more on the top.
Now, do you separate them? Is that what you're saying is normal?
Yes, I separate them. It's absolutely normal to do it. I think the same as Vedo because I do it. And I separate my kids' undies too. I wash them separately.
Okay, so you won't even wash your own undies with your kids' undies?
No, I don't. I don't like it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Do you wash your kids?
I don't feel comfortable.
Oh, very funny.
I mean, yuck.
This is hilarious. Okay, so we've got one for each. One for nuts, one for normal. Let's go to Kathy in Summerland Point. Now, Kathy, do you think it's normal or nuts to wash your undies separately? It's normal. Okay.
No, it's not. You just put them all together.
Ah,
yes.
Very good.
Sensible.
Okay. Yeah,
sensible.
I'm with you. Who's got time to separate out and fuss about?
Well, Widow. Widow does.
Widow does. Not me. Not
Chuck
you.
Chuck it in.
Chuck
in the dog.
All right, let's go to Glenn now from Killarney Vale. Is it normal or nuts to separate your undies from everything else when you're washing?
It's nuts.
Okay, I'm loving this.
Come on.
Widow, you're on your own, pal.
Widow,
this is so fantastic. Okay, Glenn, fantastic. Thanks for getting involved this morning. We'll finish with Alicia in Point Claire. Alicia.
Hello, Alicia.
Come on, mate. You got to bring this home one way or another, Alicia.
Okay, I reckon it's the 10. If you've got enough to separate them out, go for it. But if not, then just shove them in with everything else.
No, come on. You can't sit on the fence, Alicia. We need a definite answer. We've got some for nuts, some for normal.
Okay, I'd have to say in that case that it's nuts.
Yeah, you know, you're on your own,
Widow, but just no.
No, I love this. All right. Wow.
Well, look.
Akmal and I won one. Oh my God.
You may not have agreed with me, Alicia, but we're going to send you along to the Australian Reptile Park for the ultimate family fun. Head to the Australian Reptile Park, okay?
Yeah.
No worries. Also, one said normal, one backed you, and the rest said nuts.
That's nuts! You know what? I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change my ways.
You're not going to change your
ways. You know who I think said it was normal?
Who?
It was his wife putting on an Indian accent. trying to fool us all.
We no, know. It won't be, because trust me, when my wife does accents, it always ends up being Scottish, so yeah, it's fine. There you go.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We're talking about your performance last night on Have You Been Paying Attention on Channel 10. It was fantastic.
Yes.
And luckily you didn't interrupt everybody else very much.
No, because it's edited. All the bits that were interrupted a fair bit.
Have we got a joke from Akmal from last night?
Yeah, this is great.
Have a listen.
To the subcontinent now.
The world's largest statue has been unveiled in India.
Who is the statue of?
That's the guy that invented the call center. Yes.
He's an independence leader, Tom, and you can go for his name.
Sardar Patel.
You racist. Unbelievable.
It's like their version of the big banana. Come these school holidays and ride Sardar. What's his face?
I don't think you're supposed to ride the big banana. So, yeah, you had a bit of fun there with the whole crew.
It's a long show. I don't know if you realise, but they record. It takes like 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I'm good for like 20 minutes.
You know, as the three hours went on, you got worse and worse.
Yeah, after that, if it was a 20-minute record, I would be very good on it.
Yeah.
But once we get past that
point. Well, they edited all your bad bits out, so you look sensational.
Oh, there's a couple
of bad
bits.
Someone could do that for this show.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if you missed it, you can have a watch, 10play.com.au.
Across the Central Coast, 2GO's on the quest for the Central Coast best. This is the
best. 107.7 2GO. All right.
You just interrupted.
I did. Earlier in the show, we announced the best coffee on the coast was voted by you, BBF Cafe in Woi Woi. And today, what we want you to vote on is gyms. We're going to find the Central Coast best gym, and you can vote online right now, 2gofm.com.au. I love my gym. Can I give a shout out to my gym?
Yeah, what?
Am I allowed to? Anytime Fitness. I love my gym.
Oh, yeah? I thought it was like one of your boyfriends called Jim.
Oh, I wish. Yeah. I wish I had a boyfriend called
Jim. You
got
it like alphabetical order.
A little bit sad and lonely.
Well, what makes a good gym? What is the equipment? Is it the vibe?
Yeah, it just can't be too fancy for me. I've just got to be able to go in there and be daggy and fall off the treadmill like I did the other week.
Oh, yeah.
And
you fall off the treadmill?
Yeah, I fell off the treadmill the other week. Ooh. And I told the girls and they said they wanted to find the footage in their security camera.
Oh, no.
It's a new exercise program. Yeah,
yeah, you just fall off and
then
you hit your head, and then one day
in the gym, 2 weeks in the hospital. Mm. It's a program.
Anyway, if you reckon you've got the best gym, if you know where the best gym is on the coast, then get voting. We want to look for the Central Coast gym.
Tell you what I look for in a good gym.
Yeah.
A steam room.
Ooh, bit of a steam room, Sally.
I love the steam room. After a workout.
Yeah,
I
nice. Like to sit there and, okay.
It's very good for your skin.
I didn't even know whether there is a gym with a steam room. If there is, you got to let us know. 2gofm.com.au.
Get voting there now.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Look, if you haven't guessed, the geekiest geek on the planet is in the studio with us, the man with a giant brain and a brand new book, Adam Spencer.
But just excited to be here in the presence of Widow himself, the greatest back announcer in the history of commercial radio.
Thank you.
Oh, we're loving having you in the studio, Adam. And you brought your beautiful daughter Ellie in. Is it Ellie? It's not Ella.
It is indeed Ellie.
Ellie, there you go. I got it right. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. It's so good. You've got a brand new book out. My daughter loves your book. She's a geek.
Yeah, before I did any of this media stuff or anything like that, I was a maths nerd. It's always been a big part of me. I see the world numerically, and every year I put out a book that's a sort of marriage of mathematics and just the beauty of the world in numbers.
Yeah.
So you've always been good at it, right? So it's genetic.
From the earliest of days, it just made sense.
When I'm the opposite. School, to me, was just one big blur. But I got to about year 10 and I started to question. I started to actually think maybe I'm actually retarded because I couldn't do anything. Like the simplest things, my brain would not absorb it.
It's one of those things. You get better at practice. So I loved it early.
Yeah.
So I just did more. I had a teacher who used to say to me, Adam, we're going to try and do the next 10 questions in the chapter after lunch. I bet if you went to the library and tried to do all 50 questions in the chapter, you couldn't finish them before we did 10. And I can still remember thinking, Ms. Russell,
reckon?
I will show you.
I
would run to the library. So if I hit a tennis ball a million times a week and you had the occasional social hit, I'll be a better tennis player than you. I just loved it. So that's why kids need teachers who get it, who they get and want to throw themselves into it.
Yeah. I think you're right. Now, Al, our producer here, he's a maths brain. He loves maths. He sees things in through a mathematics brain. Beautiful. And he was telling us earlier that when he has a few drinks, a few beers on a Saturday night with his mates, he gets better at maths.
Yeah.
Can you explain this, and does this happen to you?
Yeah, it's just like in the same way that you get a bit funnier, just your inhibitions flow away and your natural mathematical self that you might normally, Al, keep repressed around your friends comes bubbling to the surface. Now, let's be honest, Al. It's not the biggest circle of friends you could have.
No, no.
But they are friends. Your mathematics friends are friends for life.
Yes. This
and
is amazing.
After he works out every mathematics problem, he vomits because he's pissed.
But I live on the Central Coast here, and I live at number 155 on my street.
Yep.
And when I moved into the house, I was talking to my next door neighbour who's in number 153.
Yep.
And about 3 minutes into the conversation, I just start saying, 153? Awesome number, you know, because if you take the cubes of each of the digits, 1 cube plus 5 cube plus 3 cubed equals 153. That only happens for 373, 71, and 407. Very rare.
Oh, my God. Did they back away quickly?
Completely. Yeah, great. Well, good. Look, I'm doing lots of ironing.
Yep. Yeah, I've got to shampoo my poodle. Yeah.
Haven't seen her again for 8 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, Adam, do you get invited to many parties?
very select parties.
Actually, you do rub shoulders with some pretty amazing people. Now, I've noticed that one of the people that has done a testimonial for this new book of yours called Top 100 is the amazing Brian Cox, who I have a massive crush on. He has said, funny yet with hidden depths, it's like its author, a brilliant introduction to the world of numbers. Do you know him? Can I have his number?
Yeah, the Mancunian sex god of astronomy.
He's amazing.
Brian Cox came to Australia a couple of years ago and did these big public shows, and I was hosting it with him and emceeing and interviewing him during the course of the show. He's wonderful. But what he's done is he's taken the world that he's in at the moment, this world of physics, of looking at the universe and understanding what's going on, we understand things now. We are building machines now that 10 years ago it was unimaginable that we could build. You hear about this data explosion. We are now doing experiments that are generations beyond what we could have done a century, 10 years ago. We've gone forward a century in the last 10 years. We will understand things about the structure of the universe 15 years from now that will just totally change the way we see things. And guys like Brian Cox are at the forefront of bringing the general public on that journey.
On that journey, exactly.
Just a personal question. Yeah. Why then are we still bothering with religion? You know, I mean, that was
you're asking a maths geek?
No, but I'm just wondering, like, you know, these beliefs were there when we were stupid and we didn't know anything, you know, and we had no explanation for
anything.
It's an
interesting one. I won't make a direct comment over it, but I will point out. So in 1932, a guy called Chadwick discovers the neutron. And from that moment, we have that structure of atoms that we all learn in high school, you know, protons and neutrons, the electrons going around the outside. So it took all of human history and thought up until then, up until 1932, to find three particles. One lifetime later, in 2018, we have found 61 fundamental
just
particles.
Just remarkable.
So when people sometimes say to me, oh, there are things your physics can't understand, the things your physics can't explain, I go, look, that's true, mate, but now is not the time to be getting off the physics bus.
No. Yeah.
The physics bus is flying.
I am on the physics bus.
But does it bother you that our Prime Minister is so devout and he was filmed praying for the Indonesians, right? And I would have thought, why didn't you pray that God stops earthquakes in the first place? That would have been more logical, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or you've got access to a very large aid budget.
Yeah.
Or why don't you do something a little bit that. More practical than
yeah,
pray
okay,
than it
realistic.
Adam, can you stick around, mate? Because I want to hear about the local coastie that's in your book next.
Legend of the Central Coast in my book. Adam Spencer's top 100.
This book looks amazing. My daughter is going to just go crazy for it. She loves science, she loves maths, and she loves you.
She's the future.
She is indeed. Now, I want to talk to you about a local coastie guy, though, because number 81 is one of our very own.
Yeah, so half the book is mathematics. There's puzzles in this book that I've invented just for the book. You won't see them anywhere else in the world. But the other half, you don't need a mathematical bone in your body to read these stories told through numbers. James Harrison, 81 years old, donated blood in May of this year. Good on you, James.
Well done, James.
It was the 1,173rd time he donated blood over a 60-year period.
Wow.
Because a really rare component in his blood was a crucial part of a medicine that fights a disease called HDN. Kids used to die before they were born if their mum's blood didn't match up with their blood in this complicated way. He's the only guy in Australia who's got this magic compound in his blood. every mother who's had that medicine for 50 years has a little bit of his blood in her. Every child who's been treated has been treated by a little bit of his blood.
Oh, my God.
James Harrison, Coastie, they estimate to save somewhere between 100,000 and maybe more than a million.
Get out.
Babies who never would have even been born because of this magic compound in his blood.
That is remarkable. James, well done. That is insane.
Just a story about the world painted through numbers.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, painted through numbers. There you go. So that's what this book does. It paints all sorts of things through the eyes of someone who loves numbers.
Half of the book is mathematics, and I don't apologise for it. It's good mathematics. I'll walk you through nice and slow. There's puzzles, there's riddles, all that. And the other half here is just wonderful stories. It turns out 87, Australian cricketers should not be scared of 87. You're more likely to get on an 84, 85, 86, 88 and 89.
Yeah. Crunch the stats. It's not the devil's number after.
Well, these days with the Australian cricket team, you're more likely to get out for five.
Five, six, seven, 12.
And you know, also, I've noticed, like, people who are very good at music tend to be good mathematicians because music is mathematical.
In particularly composing music, if that's a note, well, that's the fifth and that's the seventh. So there's a deep thing there. But no amount of being good at your times tables can make you play the guitar.
Jimi Hendrix.
Trust me.
I would have had a great teenage year. I've got a girly question. Okay, so you've got this maths brain and you love maths and you've been good at it since you were a child. How are you with the emotional side of life? Are you as good with emotions?
Oh, yeah. Like, sometimes if I really nail an equation, it's quite a sexual experience.
Yeah. That's where
Your daughter is in the studio.
We'll talk in the car.
Look, it is absolutely fantastic having you in the studio. We'd love to have you back here anytime. You're welcome. Adam Spencer's Top 100. This is a great Christmas present for the nerd in your family.
What are the odds? It's out just in time for Christmas.
Look at you go.
You timed that just perfectly.
I'm not a nerd and I want to get into the book as well.
Just time to celebrate the birth of Jesus
and numbers
by actually proving that he never existed.
AdamSpencer.com.au. Check it out to get the book. Thank you so much for coming in, Adam.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
It's Melbourne Cup, and you know what? There's one guy in this building who's on 2GO who apparently knows more about the horses, the giddy ups, than anyone else.
I think Brownie is part horse.
Is he? Let's check. Brownie, hello.
Good morning, Mandy, Akmal, Widow. What a day. Melbourne Cup, the race that stops the nation, and let's just say a little bit excited.
You are a little bit excited. Have you got your suit? You wear thongs every day. Are you going to wear a suit and thongs for Melbourne Cup?
No, I've actually got the full suit on for today with a pair of shoes. They do come out a couple of times a year, Mandy, and one of them today, I'm out at Mingara this afternoon for a function there. I know you guys are flat strap as well.
We'll be Melbourne Cup by the Sea and at Crown Plaza.
In Australia, we don't call them thongs, we call them G-strings. And I've seen Brownie in a G-string.
Want to imagine that, please. All right, let's get some tips for Brownie.
Well, Brownie, I just noticed there's a horse called the Cliffs of Mohair. Did I get that right? The Cliffs of Mohair? That's a funny name for a horse.
The Cliffs of Moa, who's been running pretty well. He's had a couple of runs out here in Australia, and he's ticking along quite nicely. Yeah. I haven't got him in the top four, but there is a chance there that he can run a big race today. So if you like the name, and so many people just go with a name, with a number. It's the Melbourne Cup, you know. People have a dollar each way on a horse, or two, or three, or half the field, and you can just go with whatever you like with these things. So
I do like Who Shot the Barman as well. That's a great name.
Well, he's as old as you and I, Mandy, unfortunately. But one thing's for sure, he will run a full 2 miles. He will run the trip right out, and he'll be in the top 10 somewhere.
Yeah, there. Okay.
Because I hate those horses who just get halfway and go, bugger this. This is stupid. I've had it. I'm over it.
Which horse do you reckon is going to get halfway and go, bugger this, out of the whole field?
I reckon there's probably a couple there that might do that. I think Sir Charles Road might do that. I think Zakata might do that. Right. There is a few that I think might just do that. But look, in the last 4 years, I've managed to get us 2 winners. So hopefully we're going to go 3 winners from the last 5 years.
Okay.
So if you guys are ready to go, this year's Melbourne Cup, I like horse number 11 to win Yucatan. Now, this guy is having his second start in Australia. He blew away a field in the Herbert Power about 3 weeks ago at Caulfield. It was just an arrogant win. And I think today that if he runs the whole trip out, the 3,200 metres, and as Akmal said, he doesn't say bugger it halfway through, then I think he's going to run away with this this race today. He's going to be around the $6, $7 mark.
Yep.
The horse I like to run second is horse number 22, a horse called Young Star at around $15. Now, Young Star's trained by Winx's trainer Chris Waller. Basically, it's an Aussie horse, Young Star. So we're going to be tipping her to go close. She just looks fantastic, and I think she'll run 3,200 metres with only 51.5 kilos to run third. Horse number three, Magic Circle.
Oh, now, see, number three is my lucky number. Magic Circle. I'm going to go for that one.
That
there.
Magic Circle?
Magic Circle, yeah. All right, why Magic Circle?
Well, Magic Circle is going to be around the $8, $9 mark. Now, this is an overseas horse who hasn't had an Australian lead-in run, which is always a bit of a worry, but overseas credentials are absolutely fantastic. This horse does run 3,200 metres. It's won at that. It's won at further. And you're looking for some horses to fill your first fours, number eight, Ace High, I was keen on until the rain's fallen down there in Melbourne. He doesn't like the wet, so we might have to put a line through Ace High.
He actually runs with an umbrella.
That's right.
He holds it in his mouth.
With a jockey, it's very awkward. So,
he hates the wet. But is there any rumours, Brownie, to is there any truth to the rumour that Farlap's coming back? He's coming out of retirement.
No. I haven't had that rumour for a number of years, probably about 80 or 90 years, mate. But,
I don't think he's going to make I went to the museum where they got Farlap's heart on display. Have you been to that?
Mm. Oh, I have. I've seen that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And people walk in and go, geez, Farlap had a big heart. Well, he's a bloody horse. Of course he had a big heart. What do you expect?
Brownie, will we get your tips on the Facebook page later on today, maybe?
Yes, mate. We'll have them up on the Facebook page in the next 15, 20 minutes. So anybody can go back, have a look at that there. And I'll put a little bit of a blurb about a few of the other horses in there as well. So my tips I do, guys, thanks to Clive the Jagman Jones at the Metro Servo Arimba opposite the Tawleys. So happy punning today. Fingers crossed. And please remember to gamble responsibly.
Gamble responsibly. Thank you, Brownie.
We'll catch you later. Have a wonderful day.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Across the Central Coast, 2GO's on the quest for the Central Coast best. This is the
best. 107.7 2GO.
Time to announce the winner of yesterday's Best of on the Coast. And yesterday we asked Akmal for people to vote on the best coffee on the coast.
You asked me.
Well, we asked everybody on the coast to vote, right?
Yeah, I'm a big coffee drinker, as you know.
And you know what? The overwhelming response was BBF Cafe in Woi Woi, and they join us right now. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Wayne. Well done. You got the best coffee on the coast.
Wow, that's good, ain't it?
What's your secret, Wayne? Yeah, what's your secret?
Just the best coffee, best brand. We've got a brand called Batero from up the North Coast. We're the only one on the coast with that brand.
Up north, huh? Where the hippies are growing the coffee, are they?
Oh, near Yamba we come from, McLean it comes from. But we've got really good baristas too.
Lovely.
So makes a difference.
Absolutely. Now, what does BBF stand for?
Bring your best friend.
Bring your best friend cafe.
We had a very different interpretation that we can't say on air.
Stop it, Akmal.
So do we. We say that. Yeah. We don't like it when they ask, we say it's a different interpretation.
Wayne, thank you so much for getting involved. And you've got a lot of coasties to thank as well, but you have been crowned the best coffee on the coast. So enjoy that title and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
Good on you, Wayne.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
It's time for us to go. Look, if you missed it, go back and have a listen to Adam Spencer. What a great brain. What a great chat we had with him this morning. You can do that at 2gofm.com.au. And that is where you go to vote for the best on the coast. And today we are doing gyms. So get involved. Jump online. Mm. The best gym on the coast is what we're looking for.
So, you know, Jim Harris, the guy who lives in East Gosford, I reckon my vote is for him.
No, you're eating. You're eating and talking on the radio. Do you know how rude that is?
I'm not. I'm just finishing the last... You know, no, I wasn't eating. It was just a little bit of... No, come on.
Anyway.
Spit it out, Sally.
Jump online and vote for the best gym on the coast. We'll announce who gets the most votes in tomorrow's show. Yeah, so do that.
That's fantastic.
Make sure you do it.
I will. Trust me. It's been a great show. It's been an interesting show. We had some great highlights, some great lowlights.
Well, a lot of the highlights were from your performance on Have You Been Paying Attention last night on Channel 10.
Yeah, but that was already done, so it was kind of lazy.
Yeah, we were highlighting the highlights.
Lazy radio. Let's play it again tomorrow for 2 hours.
We'll have a whole new show for you tomorrow. Mickey D's up next. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.